Okay. So today we'll see the story of Sri Raghunath Dasa Goswami. So there was this Govardhan Majumdar. He was the landlord and he had been given this land by Nawab Hussain Shah. And their income per month was more than some say 12 lakhs, 20 lakhs. Anyway, lot of money was there. They were multi-billionaires. So rich. And he was very kind. They had a temple of Radha Govind in their house. And every day they would worship Radha Govinda. Not only that, if he would see any Vaishnava, any person who is not having money or deficiency, he would immediately give this. He would give, he was very large, kind-hearted. He would give all the money to whoever wanted. And his brother was Hiranya Majumdar. And Hiranya did not have a son. So Raghunath was the only child in that family. So just imagine, the income of both the persons, everything belonged to Raghunath in future. He was the heir for that wealth. So much wealth was there in their house. And it is said that Raghunath, for him to take bath, there were so many servants. They would take Raghunath and they would bathe him in the pond. And they would apply so many perfumed oils and so many perfumed soaps and different kinds of all rich fancy items. And if say suppose this is a room, say Raghunath Das is in this room, and say this has say this has four doors to go out, because they were living, they had a big house, so four doors. So at each door there was a palanquin. You know what is the meaning of palanquin? Like palki, you know, they carry in palki, you know. So like that there were one palanquin at each door, and at each door there were so many servants. If Raghunath had to go from this door, immediately the servants would be ready. They would keep him in that palanquin, and if he has to go anywhere, he will not walk. He could go in the palanquin at all the doors. And whatever he would ask, his father would immediately present it in front of him. Even if it was not available, he would search, he will do something. And he will try to see that whatever he asked was there in his house. And the teachers would come to his house to teach. Okay. So royal he was brought up. But Raghunath, he did not like any of these things. He didn't like any of this opulent lifestyle, rich lifestyle. His teacher's name was Balarama Acharya. What?
Balarama Acharya.
And their family priest, means the one who performs the puja, his name was Yadunandan Acharya. What? So Yadunandan, he was getting the association of these two great devotees, Yadunandan Acharya as well as Balaram Acharya. And Balaram Acharya, he used to teach him every day. And Balaram Acharya, he knew one great person called Haridas Thakur. All of you know who is Haridas Thakur?
Yes.
To the people who do not know who is Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur is such a great devotee, he would take the names of the Lord, 3 lakh names of the Lord every day. See this Japamala, we have one round, isn't it? 108 beads are there in one round. He would chant 192 rounds every day. More than 190 rounds every day. And with lot of love. It's not that, you know, today I'll chant and tomorrow. No. Every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Like how if I keep an ice cream in front of you, how you will immediately take it. The same way, he would enjoy chanting the names of Krishna. For Haridas Thakur, the ice cream was Mahamantra. Are you able to follow? So such a great person was the friend of Balaram Acharya, the teacher of Raghunath. So one day, Balaram Acharya took permission of Govardhan Majumdar and said, can I take your boy to meet a saintly person, Haridas Thakur, so that he will get his blessings? Oh yes, yes, please take him. Because, see, a Vaishnava, a good father is a person who will try to get the blessings of all the sadhus for his child. So, he took him to Haridas Thakur. And Govardhan Majumdar, as I said, when you go to see a sadhu, you should not go empty-handed. He sent plates of wealth. In one plate, some jewels were there. In one plate, some gold chains. I mean, lot of wealth. In money, all kind of things he sent to see, to meet Haridas Thakur. So many plates started coming. When Haridas Thakur was sitting, So many plates started coming. Then Balram Acharya came and with Raghunath. Raghunath was a small boy at that time. So Haridas Thakur said, who sent all these things? So this Balram Acharya said, it is sent to you by Govardhan Majumdar, his father. Oh, Haridas Thakur blessed the child. He said, you should become Vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. That is, you should not have attachment for all these things. These are all temporary things. See, the whole world is behind all money, behind riches, all these things. But they all are temporary. So he said, you should get Vairagya. You should renounce all these things. That was the blessing Haridas Thakur gave to whom?
Raghunath
Das came home. And Raghunath, when he saw Haridas Thakur, you know, because of his chanting of his holy names, he was shining. I mean, the personality, you know, are you able to follow? He was shining. So the moment he saw Haridas Thakur, he liked him very much. And he also liked the blessing he got from him. And he was always thinking in his heart, Vairagya, Vairagya, renunciation, I should renounce everything. That is, I should not have attachment for all these things. And at the same time, after some days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now you all know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Krishna himself.
Yeah. So the people who do not know who is Chaitanya, he is Krishna himself. Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show how you can become a devotee of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time he took sannyas. Why? To preach the glories of Krishna consciousness. So he took sannyas and he was coming towards Vrindavan. While coming to Vrindavan, he was tricked by Nityananda Prabhu and he came to Shantipur. In Shantipur, he stayed in the place of Advaita Acharya. So again Balram Acharya, he thought, now I will take Raghunath Das Goswami to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he pleaded to Govardhan Majumdar that one sannyasi has come, he is such a good sannyasi, see to it that your son is not bereft of the blessings of this sannyasi. So then he said okay. So he sent Raghunath Das to see whom?
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Very good. This is how you should be attentive. So they went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The moment Raghunath saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had tears in his eyes. He loved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much, he went and fell at his feet. And he said, I don't want to go home, I want to stay with you. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he allowed him to stay for 10 days. So for 10 days, Raghunath, he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the time, if for more than 2 hours, Raghunath is not found in his house, immediately Govardhan Majumdar would send an army to find out where is Raghunath. So he sent an army to find out Raghunath. And what happened? All those army, whoever would come, they all would stay there only. Because they will see the beauty of Chaitanya, they didn't want to go back. Because he was the Lord himself. So then Govardhan Majumdar had to come to himself finally. He sent so many armies, finally he had to come to fetch Raghunath back. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now be a good boy, go home and behave nicely. So then Raghunath didn't want to go, but because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, he went back home. He went back home, but always he was thinking, when will I meet Chaitanya? When will I meet Chaitanya? When will I meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So then again, second time he came to know that Chaitanya is again coming to Shantipur. So then he again somehow he escaped his house and he came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This time he caught hold of Chaitanya and he said, I don't want to go back home, I want to stay with you. Then Chaitanya said, no. Now, and in the meantime, now he started growing up. Now he was not a boy anymore. He started growing into youth, into a young man, you can say, almost. So, what happened? This Govardhan Majumdar, they thought, because he is attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will try to distract him. So they made him marry a beautiful young girl. She was very beautiful and she had all good qualities. So she was married to Raghunath Das Goswami. Now Raghunath had all the wealth in his house. He had the most beautiful wife. But still he was attached only to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what he told to the second time he escaped and he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came to Shantipur. He went and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm not going to go, I'm going to stay here only with you. So Chaitanya said, no, now you go and you be a good householder, you be a big, good business person. Take care of the business of your parents and be a good person. So he said, now you should not renounce, you should not be an imitation renouncer. So he said, you go to your parents again. So he went home on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For 1 year, Raghunath took very nice care of the business of Govardhan Majumdar. Govardhan Majumdar was very happy. Oh, my child is singing. That was what his desire was. He wanted his child to become a good, to take care of his business as well as to take care of the Vaishnavas. But he wanted him to stay at home, not to take sannyas. So then Raghunath Das, he was serving so nicely, he was taking care of the business, and it so happened this Govardhan Majumdar, their income was almost 1 lakh, 15 million, so much money was coming. And they had to pay from that some 500 million, millions to Chaudhary. They had to pay it as tax to the government. But for 2-3 months, instead of paying 500, they paid only 300 and the remaining they kept with them. That is wrong, no, in one sense. So that government official, the Turkish Chaudhary, he got very angry. So once he came and no one was at home, only Raghunath was there. So he caught hold of Raghunath and he imprisoned him. You please come and sit here. Come here. Yeah, come here. Thank you. So the Turkish Chaudhary, he bound Raghunath with ropes. And he was going to punish him. He took a stick to beat him. But Raghunath was so beautiful and so, because of his standing, because he was such a great devotee, he was so beautiful, he couldn't even beat him. So at that time, Raghunath said, you are almost like my father. You, Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar are like brothers. So in that relation, you are like my father. So you are my only protection. So by hearing this kind words of Raghunath, the Turkish Chaudhary could not beat him. He just removed all his ropes and he forgave him and he left him. Then Raghunath came home, but still he was meditating on what? That is good, but he wanted to meet
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So what, he was just, for 1 year he was serving his parents very nicely. But now he thought, I want to go and meet Chaitanya. And he came to know Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda is the expansion of Balram. Balram ji has come as Nityananda. So Nityananda thought that he came to know that Nityananda has come to a place called Panihatti. What is the place called?
Panihatti.
He came to know that he has come to Panihatti. So Raghunath escaped somehow his house and he went to meet Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on an elevated seat. So Raghunath, from there itself, he offered obeisances. Now you all know what is the meaning of obeisances, right? So he was offering obeisances to Nityananda. So someone said, see, Raghunath has come. Nityananda saw him and he said, you are a thief. Why are you offering obeisances from there? Come here and offer. So, but he was feeling very shy. He was feeling that he is not qualified to go near Nityananda. Nityananda is so pure. He is the Lord. He is Balramji. How can I go in front of him? So Nityananda himself went to Raghunath and he placed his lotus feet on his head and he blessed him and he said, you are a thief. You are what you should do is, the punishment is there for you. And what is the punishment? That you should give a feast for all of these people. There were many people over there. He said Chidadahi festival was celebrated. That is, the chipped rice is put into dahi and some chipped rice is put in condensed milk and some sugar. There is a recipe for that. It's called as Chidadahi festival. He said, you distribute this to all the people here. Millions of people came that day for the Chidadahi festival. There was no place over there, so they all went and stood in Ganga also. In the middle of Ganga, they all were standing and they all were eating Chidadahi. In one hand, it's a preparation. One is made with dahi, one is made with milk. So with two cups, and they all were enjoying that prasad. So it was a feast given by
Raghunath Das.
Very good. You people are very intelligent and attentive. So Raghunath Das gave that feast, and you know what? Because this feast was so nice and it was arranged so nicely, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came over there. Yeah, he came over there, and but no one could see him. Only Nityananda could see him. So what Nityananda was doing? He took one plate of that Chidadahi and he was giving it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All were thinking, no one could see the Lord. Only Nityananda could see. So they were thinking they are just giving to some, just imagine if there is no one here and I am giving like this. Like that. So they all were thinking what is wrong. But they knew something is going on because Nityananda is Balramji himself. So Nityananda was giving to Chaitanya and Chaitanya was giving to Nityananda's mouth. What a beautiful scene, isn't it? Both the lords, they were sharing Chidadahi. So then this way, that day the full festival was celebrated. Millions of people came and they enjoyed the festival and they all chanted the holy name of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
After that, the next day Raghunath again came to see Nityananda. He came and he caught hold of his lotus feet. He said that I want to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to renounce everything. I want to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda, he blessed him. He blessed him, and not only that, all the associates were there. Means all the people who were there with, all the devotees who were there with Nityananda. Nityananda told all of them, please bless this Raghunath Das that he gets renounced, that he gets detachment from all of these things. So immediately they all kept their lotus feet on Raghunath's head. So this is how Raghunath Das, he got so such a great blessings from everyone. And then he went back home. And from that day, he was just meditating, how will I go? By the meantime, the parents of Raghunath, they were observing that Raghunath Das, he is not, he is just, they knew that he is going to escape the house. So what Raghunath, Hiranya Majumdar did, he covered the full house with bodyguards. Everywhere there were guards. There was no place for Raghunath to escape. Wherever he would go, even if he had to go to toilet, he will go and say there were so many guards standing there. Wherever he would go, everywhere guards. He couldn't escape the house. Actually, one day his mother, she was speaking to Hiranya to Govardhan Majumdar. She said, we'll do one thing, we'll tie Raghunath with ropes and so then his father said, he has the most beautiful wife. She is not able to bound him. He is not bound by that. And what is not there in our house, so much wealth is there in our house, he is not attached to these things. These mini ropes, what they will do for him? So he'll escape that also. So at that, because he is attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so then Raghunath, he was seeing for the opportunity to escape. And everywhere it was covered by bodyguards, no place to go. But one night it so happened, Yadunandan Acharya, who was he?
Teacher.
Who was the teacher?
Balram
Acharya. Yeah, very good. He was the priest of the Radha Govinda deity in their house. So he told Raghunath Das that today that one he was going to call another priest. So he said, can you come with me? It was almost night that day. So he said, can you come with me? We'll go and call that priest. We'll ask him to take care of the deities. So Raghunath said yes. So he went with Yadunandan Acharya and he told Yadunandan Acharya, are you taking the trouble? I will go and tell to that priest. So then Yadunandan Acharya said, okay, it was night time, so he went. Raghunath Das thought, this is the best opportunity. There is no guard, there is no one. Now I can escape. Okay, so he escaped and he went to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri, at that time, George Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri. So Raghunath Dasa Goswami, he walked to Jagannath Puri and he didn't take the normal route because he knew he takes the normal route, his father will send armies to find him out. So he took the route which no one would take. He went through all, difficult places, through jungles and, through small lanes, climbing up the trees, jumping from trees to tree. Somehow very difficult process. So after 12 days, he reached Jagannath Puri. Should I continue?
Yes.
So after 12 days, he reached Jagannath Puri. Then what happened? For 12 days, he did not eat anything. Hardly in between 2-3 days, someone would give him little milk or some little fruits or some little grains here and there. That's all he had. He didn't eat anything. He went there. His body was fasting. He didn't have anything. Are you able to follow what I'm saying? His body was fasting, but his mind was feasting to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so happy, I'm going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he went through all the forest and finally he reached Jagannath Puri. So there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. He welcomed Raghunath Das. And he also, his personal secretary was Swarup Damodar Goswami. You all remember Swarup Damodar Goswami? Anyone remembers? Swarup Damodar Goswami is Dalita Sakhi, Dalita Gopi. Like in the spiritual world, whoever, I told na, Goswamis are Manjaris. The same way, Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Gopi. Who is he?
Lalita Gopi.
Lalita Gopi is? Swarup. Yeah, very good. Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the personal secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath, to Swarup Damodar Goswami, from now onwards you take care of Raghunath Das. So Swarup Damodar easily accepted that and he took care of Raghunath. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, see, he has not eaten for 12 days. So please give him some prasad. So he told, he had one more servant called Govind. So he told Govind that you give prasad to Raghunath. So then Raghunath, you know what prasad he got? The plate from which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate. In that, whatever prasad was remaining, that prasad he got. That prasad was given to Raghunath Das. Now, Raghunath Das thought that I should not eat any opulent food. So, you know what he started doing? There is, in the Jagannath Puri temple outside, there is a gate called Simhadwaram, Lion's Gate. There are four gates, Lion's Gate, to go to Jagannath Puri. In that, one of them is Lion's Gate. It is called Simhadwara. So, in Simhadwara, he was standing outside and begging. All the priests from Jagannath Puri, they come outside and they give some prasad every day. So, he was standing outside, whatever prasad he would get, that he was eating. Now see, Raghunath was a multi-billionaire and he was begging and he was so happy begging at the doors of Jagannath Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, why is Raghunath not coming to take prasad here? So Swarup Damodar Goswami said that he is standing at begging at the Lion's Gate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very happy because he was renounced. Are you able to follow what I am saying?
Yes.
He was renounced. Yes. Means he didn't go for rich opulent food. He was getting the prasad from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plate itself. But still he didn't go for that. He went and begged in the Lion's Gate. Now, here the parents of Raghunath Das, they were worried for Raghunath. So there was a devotee called Shivananda Sen. He was going to go to Jagannath Puri. So Raghunath Das, he told Shivananda Sen, please go and find out what my son is doing. So Shivananda Sen went there, he came and told back, your son is begging at the gate of Lion's Gate. So just imagine what would be the behavior of Govardhan Majumdar. He felt very bad. Imagine, no, what your father feels, a rich person, say a king, yeah, and my son is begging there. So what would be his feeling? So his heart and Hiranya's heart was broken. So what he thought, next year again Shivananda Sen would go to meet Jagannath to Jagannath Puri. At that time, I will send some cooks and I'll send some money for Raghunath Das. The next year, he sent some cooks and a lot of money for Raghunath Das Goswami. What did Raghunath Das do? Did he accept that money?
No.
You know what he used that money for? He invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. And with that money and with that cook, he told those cooks to cook opulent food. Able to follow? Very rich food. And he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take that food. To honor that. We honor prasadam. We don't eat prasadam, we honor prasadam. We say Hare Krishna and we take it. Okay? That is how we take. That is prasadam. We honor prasadam. We don't, oh gulab jamun. We don't eat like this. We honor, oh, this is eaten by Krishna. We take like this. If you see, senior devotees, they do like that. they will take the names of Krishna after every bite. Oh, gulab jamun, then chapati sabji, then Hare Krishna. I mean, that is how they take. So they honor prasadam. They don't this thing. We do that. Okay. So pure devotees don't do like that. So Raghunath Das, he was still begging at Lion's Gate, but he used that money and that well and that cooks for inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Twice in a month he used to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he used to give a feast to the Lord. Then Raghunath Das thought, what I am doing, is it right or wrong? I am using the money of materialistic people to give to the Lord. I am inviting the Lord. Maybe the Lord is not liking it. He is just coming because I am calling him. So he stopped that also. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haru Damodar Goswami, why is Raghunath not inviting me? Haru Damodar Goswami said that he is feeling that the materialistic money should not be used in your service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very happy. And after some time, Raghunath Das was not to be found in the Lion's Gate. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now where is he taking prasadam? He is not found in the Lion's Gate also. So then Haru Damodar Goswami said, there are free prasadam booths. So he goes there and he takes the prasadam there. Why? He said, because when the priest come outside, so he'll just keep seeing, this priest will come, he'll give me prasadam. Means he is waiting for when will the prasadam come. Means what? His consciousness is getting affected. Are you able to follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Means he's feeling, when will he come? When will I come? This person will he give prasadam? While thinking like this, he is not thinking of Krishna. He is thinking, how will I get prasadam? No. So he thought, let me stop all this and let me go to the free prasadam booths. Okay. 6th November. Yeah. So, what happened? He stopped going there also. Then after some time, he started going to the free prasadam booth also. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what happened to him now? I mean, he was happy internally, but he was asking what is happening. So Haru Damodar Goswami said, now just listen to this carefully. Listen to this carefully. In Jagannath Puri, the prasadam that comes from Jagannath Puri is sold for 1 month until it gets rotten. Actually, spiritually it never gets rotten. Materially we feel, it is rotten. Are you able to follow what I am saying? So that rotten food, they give, they don't waste it. They give to the cows. And sometimes it is so rotten that even the cows, after eating, they spit it. You know what Raghunath Das did? In the middle of the night, he would go to the place where the cows had spitted that prasad which they had eaten. He would take that prasad, he would wash it with water, he would put little salt, and that he would eat. Because it is Jagannath's prasad. Jagannath's prasad, even if it is eaten by a dog, if you eat from the dog's mouth, still it is potent, it is auspicious. You should not say chhi. Then you lose all, you don't get blessings from Krishna. That pure is Jagannath's prasad. Are you able to follow what I am saying? He was eating the prasad that was spitted by the cow. And that he took, he washed it and he put little salt and he was eating in the mid of the night. So this was reported by Haru Damodar Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? One night he came. He went behind Raghunath Das. And Raghunath Das, as usual, he took that rice which was spitted by the cows. He took that, he washed it, he put little salt and he was having in his hand. He was about to eat. You know what happened? Hare Krishna. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put his hand in the hands of Raghunath Das Goswami. He removed the morsel of that and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate it. The Lord ate the prasadam. Raghunath Das, no, my Lord, this is not for you. Please don't take this, this is not for you. Raghunath, he took that prasadam, he ate it and he said, what a feast this is. I have never eaten such, such delicious prasadam in my life. Why? Because that was the faith Raghunath Das had. The prasadam, it is the faith which you have. Are you able to follow what I am saying? Yes? Should I continue?
Yes.
So then, this is how Chaitanya Raghunadas renounced everything. He was a multi-billionaire. He could have had thousands of ice creams, thousands of pizzas, thousands of wafers. So many things he could have eaten. But he honored the prasadam of Jagannath. He didn't eat or he didn't go for Belpuri, Panipuri and all these things. He went for Jagannath's prasad. Okay. So, this is how he stayed. And then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, now you can go and stay in Radhakund. So, this Raghunath Das Goswami, he started going and stayed. Today Radhakund we saw in their prayers, no? So, he went and stayed there at Radhakund. And he thought many places were to be renovated over there. So, he thought in his mind, I wish I could renovate all these things. But then again he stopped. He said, no, no, no. Then I need money. Then again I will be involved in getting money. Then I will be stopping taking the names of Krishna. So, what happened? This, can you please sit properly all of you? So, he thought if I have this wish, again I will not be able to fulfill the desire of the Lord. So, he stopped wishing that. But the Lord, in the heart of Raghunath Das, he knew that he wanted to renovate Radhakund. So what he did, there was a wealthy merchant. He went to Badrinath is a holy place where Badrinarayan is the Lord. So how many of you have visited Badrinath? You have gone to Badrinath? Okay. You have gone to Badrinath? Very good. Open the door. So he went to Badrinath and then Just stick. So he went to Badrinath with lot of wealth. A wealthy merchant went to Badrinath. He wanted to give all the money for Badrinath. Close the door. He wanted to give all the money for Badrinath. But the Lord came in his dream and he said, you give all this money to a sadhu who is sitting near Radhakund in Vrindavan. So he went over there and he gave all the money to Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das used that money for renovating Radhakund. And when just beside Radhakund is Shyamkund. So, he was going to renovate Shyamkund. At that time in his dream, the Pandavas came in his dream at night. Because the Pandavas, they were residing as trees over there. They were meditating on Krishna in the form of trees on the banks of Shyamkund. They said, please don't cut us. Here we are meditating on the Lord. So that is why Shyamkund's shape is a bit irregular. Are you follow what I am saying? It is a bit irregular. So that is how Radhakund and Shyamkund he renovated. And there are more two pastimes. I will just tell those. Once Raghunath, he was sitting on the banks of Radhakund. And he was so much involved in just thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. What happened? Two tigers. They came to drink water at Radhakund. Raghunath is sitting here. Your two tigers came. And Raghunath did not know also. Because he was thinking only of Radha and Krishna and their pastimes. And it so happened, Sanatana Goswami was passing from there. He stopped there. Oh my God. Two tigers are standing next to Raghunath Das. And he is not even paying attention. At that time, you know what happened? Krishna, he came there. He came to protect Raghunath Das from the tigers. And then the tigers finally went away from there. So then Sanatana Goswami came and told Raghunath. He said, you better build the bhajan kutir for you. Otherwise, we are worshipping Krishna. It's not nice to take service from Krishna. So then Raghunath said, okay. But then again he was involved in thinking of Radha and Krishna. Next day, after a few days, again he was sitting on the banks of Radhakund and again he was thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And it was very hot. It was midday. It was almost 11 or 12 o'clock in the morning, like now how it is. It was very scorching heat. But he was just sitting and thinking, nothing, no effect on him. He was thinking only of Radha and Krishna and he was chanting the names of the Lord. That time, it was so hot, no? So, Srimati Radharani, she herself came And she took this part of her sari and she covered it over Raghunath Das. She made it as an umbrella for him. And he was still thinking only of Radha and Krishna. Srimati Radharani, she was sweating. Because of the heat, she was sweating. Sweat was coming out of the body of Radharani. But still she was covering her devotee. Just see how the Lord, if you serve the Lord, how the Lord takes care of you. So Srimati Radharani was serving and Sanatana Goswami saw this and he immediately after this pastime, he came and told Raghunath Das, you better build a bhajan kutir for you. Otherwise, you will be taking, every day you will be taking service from Krishna and Radha for whom we are worshipping. It is wrong. You should not take service from the worshipable deities. So then Raghunath Das finally built a bhajan kutir and from that time onwards, bhajan kutir started coming in Vrindavan. Then Raghunath Das was staying at the banks of Radha Kund and he was always thinking of Krishna and this is how he stayed there. And before coming to Radha Kund, actually, Haribol, in between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended his pastimes. Hare Krishna, he ended his pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended his pastimes. That time Raghunath Das felt very bad. He felt the separation from the Lord. And after that, Sarva Damodar Goswami left this planet. So again separation, he was feeling very sad in his heart. But then he got he went to Vrindavan. He thought that I'll jump from one of the peaks and I'll give up my life. Because no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no Sarva Damodar Goswami, what is the use of my life? So he went and stood on top of a peak, he was going to give up his life. At that time Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami came and stopped him. You should not give up your life, you use your life to preach Krishna consciousness. That is, you stay with us, you also are one of our brothers. And actually he was staying with Sarva Damodar Goswami, no? So Sarva Damodar Goswami knew all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the pastimes he used to tell to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami knew all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami told Raghunath Das that you tell all the pastimes every day to all of us. So for 3 hours every day, Raghunath Das Goswami would tell all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and everyone would come and listen very attentively to all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that, one of the most important students was Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard the pastime so nicely, he was ordered by all the devotees to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is the pastimes of all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote the pastimes. And after some time, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami also ended their pastimes. They all went to spiritual world. Now Raghunath Das was left alone. So from the time Sarva Damodar Goswami left, he just was taking, in between 3 days, he would take only little buttermilk. He would not take anything else. He would take only little buttermilk. Chash, that's all. Now when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami left, he stopped that also. He was only involved in bhajan of Krishna. And it is said that every day he would offer 2000 obeisances to all the devotees. Whoever he would see, he would offer Danda Pranam. Hare Krishna. He would offer Danda Pranam. And to Radha Krishna, he would offer 1000 obeisances every day. Yeah, I'll come to that. So he started doing all this. He was offering obeisances. And then was staying at the bank of Radha Kund. So in Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, it is said that he is Ragamanjari. Okay? Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki
Jai!
Okay?